What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice, it's naughty but nice.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Tuesday, which means our dear friend Delana Dixon joins us. Hey, Misty, are you there?
I am, and I've just gotten off of a fabulous weekend with my nephews. Oh, I miss them already. I miss them so much. But we went everywhere, Rob. We went to the Lion King. We went to Aladdin. We went to Legoland Discovery Center. We even went for sushi in Times Square.
You are Auntie Mame. They are lucky to have you. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It's tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Suri Cruz turns 18 and now she's free to talk about Scientology. Let me explain. So as Suri Cruz, who's the daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, as she turns 18, there's a lot of speculation about her potential freedom to discuss Scientology publicly. Now, Tony Ortega, that's a name you should remember. Tony Ortega is probably the most respected journalist who covers Scientology. This is really his only beat. In the same way that I'm an entertainment expert, so are you, Miss D. I probably specialise in royals, being British. I know that world really, really well. You're a TV expert as well, yes, as everything else. Miss D, Tony is the Scientology guy. So when he speaks, we all listen. Now, he mentioned that Suri would be free to talk about Scientology now if she chooses. He does point out that regular members of Scientology who leave the organization, they are known as SPs. That means suppressive people. Mm-hmm. And you should disconnect with these people. So if you and me are Scientologists, Miss D, we're not, and I left the church, I would become an SP, and you would have to end your friendship with me because I was no longer part of the church. Now, a lot of people are arguing this is why Tom Cruise doesn't talk to Suri or Katie Holmes anymore. Neither one of them are Scientologists. But now that she's turned 18, she's free to say whatever she wants. Do you think Suri is going to reveal all?
I would say the answer to that is probably no. She didn't grow up in it as much. Obviously, Tom Cruise is her father, but we know that they did not spend a lot of time together. So I don't think this was a part of her normal life. So for her to speak out on it or speak on it just doesn't make sense. We haven't heard a lot from Suri in her lifetime. So I don't think if she all of a sudden turned 18 and decided to engage with the public, this is the first thing that she'd be talking about. Now, does that mean that she may start talking about her relationship with her father? Yes, please make it happen because we all want it. But I think Scientology would be kind of more of a side passing than her talking badly. I mean, we know a lot about Scientology from Leah Remini, obviously from King of Queens, who's come out and spoken about how horrible it is. But for her, I should make that clear. But I don't think you're going to hear this from Suri Cruz. I'm sure she has a lot of other things on her plate she'd rather discuss.
Yeah, she was such a baby when she and her mother left the religion. So Suri was sort of born into it. At the time, Katie Holmes was a Scientologist. She was married to Tom Cruise. And so Suri was sort of born into it. And there's been a lot of speculation that one of the reasons Katie got divorced is she didn't want her daughter to grow up being a Scientologist. So I'm told by my sources, Katie has really done an amazing job being a single mother. She's protected Suri. And moving forward, she is 18 now. She can make her own choices. If Suri does want to speak out, Katie will support her. If she doesn't, she will support that too. But I'm not really sure there's much to say here about the religion. She doesn't know it. She wasn't a member of it. Can she blame it for breaking up her family? Yes, I think that would be a very easy argument for her to make. But the inside details, don't expect Suri to have like Leah Remini did. Leah was a member of Scientology for decades. She knew this organization inside out. She knew the rules. She knew what happened to people that broke the rules. She knew the good, the bad, and she has revealed all that. Suri was a baby, once again, a really, really little girl when her mother and she left Scientology. So I don't think she's going to have a lot to say there, but about her father, she's going to have a lot to say about that. Ooh. I'm sure it must be difficult having one of the most famous fathers in the world who you see on posters, on the covers of magazines. When you're watching TV, there's always a re-airing of Mission Impossible, Misty. They seem to be on television every single night. That's her dad, and that's the man that doesn't really want to see her.
Yeah, but when you think about it, the other Tom Cruise children, we don't really hear from them either. Mm. I think that this family or the children and the offspring, I just really want to keep things on lockdown. It's like sometimes the best thing to say is nothing at all. Mm-hmm. Give people nothing to work with. And look, if they don't have a relationship with their father, they're probably indifferent at this time. So why even bring it up? Maybe they're dealing with it in therapy, but it just doesn't seem like something that they're going to come out and yell to the rest of us.
I think you're probably right, Mitch Stee, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Suri Cruz turns 18 and now is free to talk about Scientology. Our question is quite simple. Should she tell all? What do you think? I know you want her to tell all. That's not the question. We all love a good tell all. Should she? Should Suri tell all? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow for your results. Hey, Misty, what are you working on?
Well, Jesse Palmer, who hosts The Bachelor and he hosted The Golden Bachelor, has finally broken his silence on Jerry Turner's divorce from Teresa Nest. And so basically, he's just sharing his support for the couple, even though they're no longer a couple. They recently announced that they were separating from one another after 3 months of marriage. Mm. So Jesse shared a heartfelt message expressing gratitude for having known Jerry and Teresa and being a part of their journey. He mentioned learning important lessons about life and love and family from them. And he wished both of them and their families nothing but happiness moving forward. Now, this news really saddened a lot of Bachelor fans. You know, you thought, hey, it's possible to find love later in life. But Rob, I'm curious, what do you think was the reason this relationship just didn't last?
I think it's because of the way they fell in love. These reality shows just don't work. If we look at the history of them, more people are not together than are together. There are a few that are still together, I acknowledge that, but most of them are not. And it's just the process. And it makes me really disappointed because I followed The Golden Bachelor. I got sucked into it, Misty. I was really, really watching along every single week. I even watched their live wedding when they got married on ABC. And I feel like I've been tricked here. My insider producer telling me Jesse is doing damage control. Mm. The Bachelor franchise know this is a problem. Because just a few weeks ago, we watched them get married. It's only been 3 months. They should never have got married on ABC in a televised wedding if there was problems. But they wanted to because they wanted the attention. They wanted the money. They got a big fat paycheck from doing these shows, even though she does have to give the ring back. But nevertheless, he made a lot of money here. He now likes being famous. I bumped into them at a cocktail party. Ooh. He loved being a star. And I don't say that as a criticism. But I think he enjoyed being a star more than he enjoyed being a husband. And that's the problem with these type of shows. We wanted to think, and I really believe this, Misty, because of their age, we thought, oh, they're not going to be in it for the money or the fame. They're at a period of time in their life when that doesn't matter. It always matters. If you want to be famous, it don't matter if you're 15, 16, 60, 65, 85, you want to be famous. Jerry loves the attention. He loves what this show brought to him. And all of that is fine if he also loved the lady that made him famous. You can't have one without the other. I'm told ABC is absolutely spinning out of control here. They're worried about the ratings for the next one, because once the public starts to doubt them, once we start to think this is all fake, it's all phony baloney, we're going to stop watching.
Oh, you've said so many things in there that are truth, right? I also think, like, guys, if you couldn't decide where to live before the wedding, like, oh, do we live in New Jersey or wherever he lived? Why did you think you were going to be able to make a difference afterwards? And I know that you were of a certain age, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with taking some time to know someone, or you could have decided just to live in different places but stay married. So there's a lot going on here. And I think what happened is you do a show like this and you think, I'm not going to get caught up in the fame. And we've been on a TV show, Rob. Now, we had a slightly different experience, but there is still a little something about being on television. People writing to you and having fans and going to parties, it can go to your head, especially if you've never experienced it.
Right.
What has happened with these two. So, yeah. But I wish them the best of luck finding
love. I do too. And I understand what Jesse Palmer is doing here. Without the Bachelor, the Golden Bachelor, the Bachelorette, he doesn't have a job.
Exactly.
Like, this is where he pays his bills. So he wants the show to be a hit. But they are absolutely spinning after this announcement. ABC is trying to figure out the right way to handle it. I'm not sure there is. Okay, moving along, OJ Simpson will be cremated and his brain will not be given to science. So the attorney for OJ's estate has confirmed that his body will be cremated and there are no plans to donate his brain for scientific research. The reason this is so topical is many football players suffer with traumatic experiences playing the game. And even though OJ now is probably more famous, the trial, even though that's really how we think of him now, he still was a very successful football player for a long time. So the scientific community would love to look at his brain. The estate has said no, he is going to be cremated. His entire body, including his brain, will be cremated. I want to say it is their choice. It really is. Now, I don't want to judge a family in a devastating moment, but it feels here as if he's being selfish right until the very end.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, and I'm certainly no lawyer, but I'm thinking, and this is what went through my mind, if they did study his brain and find out that through the traumatic events of being hit in the head at football caused any type of violent tendencies, that information could be used in any type of civil lawsuit or anything like that. So I think to avoid, again, not a lawyer, just this is what I'm thinking.
It's interesting.
But I'm thinking that might be one reason why they're like, this is just a can of worms we just don't want to open.
That's so smart, Misty. I never thought about that. Okay, moving along. Selena Gomez is setting the record straight about a new dating rumor. What is she saying?
Well, for everybody who was hoping that she dated a Kennedy, I'm sorry, I'm going to burst your bubble. So she's finally responded to the rumors of dating Josh Schlossberg by denying them outright. So she did a comment on an Instagram post and she clarified that she had never met John, you know, basically saying, nope, don't know the human. And there were rumors that they dated between 2020 and 2021, But again, she said, I've never met this human. Sorry. And look, she's a busy woman. She got her career going. She just got to shut it down and keep on moving. I ain't mad at her.
I'm not mad at her either. I've got to give a little secret, though. John has moved into my building. I have a Kennedy mystery. The next time you're at Bottino, we'll sit in the lobby. I saw him about a month ago, and he's very tall with a big, beautiful nose and very skinny. And I thought to myself, who's that cutie in the elevator with me? And then as he got off the elevator and got on his bicycle, how adorable, I was like, oh my goodness, that is Jackie O's grandson. It took me a minute to put it all together. I know, his grandfather was JFK. His mother is Caroline Kennedy. Ooh, do you think he listens to our podcast? I'll have to ask him next time.
I don't know. How old is he?
Elevator. He's very cute. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Prince Harry has made about $27 million from his bombshell memoir, his book Spare, which was released January 2023, so over a year ago now. He got a $20 million advance. The book was so successful, Miss D. He paid off that $20 million and also went on to earn an additional $6 to $7 million. Insiders in the publishing world are describing it as one of the most successful and fastest selling nonfiction books of all time.
Wow.
Massive amounts of books he's sold, massive amounts of money he has earned, which is why you shouldn't be surprised. My royal insiders are telling me he's working on a second one. Ooh, I can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of juicy information in there. You know, even if they have to sprinkle a little kind of seasoned salt on it. But look, they're not getting royal money anymore. They have to finance themselves. And they know the fastest way to the money is by writing a book or doing their next Netflix special, which they were doing this past weekend. Oh, Megan, you ain't letting no woman stand next to your man. I get you, girl. I get you.
We talked about that yesterday. Yes. I love it. Yeah, they can't win here, Misty. If they were taking money from the royal family, we'd say, oh, how dare they? They shouldn't be getting any money. And if they're not taking any money, they've still got to pay the bills. They've got to get work. And they're not going to have jobs like the rest of us have because that is not who they are. So writing books, Meghan making TV shows, I get it. That's where the millions of dollars are. Get that money. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step, and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend, Miss D. Hey, Delana, let's get to the polls.
Da, dun, da, dun, da. Dun.
Last show we talked about O.J. Simpson's estate saying the Goldmans will get zero, nothing. They are not going to give them any money, even though they owe them up to $100 million after the civil trial. Should the family fight? What do you think? Is it time for... everybody to move on? Is it too painful to pick the scab off the old wound? Or should they fight? 80% said yes, they should fight. It's their money. Get that money. I think I agree with you, Naughties. Don't forget to vote. On today's poll, go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's my favourite moment of the show, our nicest of the day.
Well, our nicest of the day is Mindy Kaling, who's just proving again and again she's a darling of comedy. So she's playfully roasting Prince Harry and humorously refers to him as some book author who is married to one of her friends. So there's a caption on this picture and it just says, "Met my friend's husband at work event. Seemed pretty cool. Said he wrote a book. Gonna go check it out." Didn't we just say he made like over $27 million with his book Spare? So,
yes.
Mindy, we love you. You are too funny. But this was cute idea.
It's really, really funny. It makes me think about when George Clooney and Amal got married. Some of the British papers said a international human rights lawyer marries Hollywood actor. Just adorable. Our nicest of the day. And now my naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. CBS is facing backlash for pulling the plug on Billy Joel's performance at Madison Square Garden at a critical point. So Billy Joel was singing his iconic song, Piano Man, when they cut to the local news. Now, we should explain, because of the Masters Golf Tournament, Billy's concert started late, and they had to go to all their affiliates at 11 o'clock for the local news. So Billy's concert was scheduled to run for 2 hours. It started late, so it ended early. So the concert, instead of playing to its natural conclusion at 11 o'clock, they all went to the local news. This is where local channels make their money. Mm-hmm. That's why the news is at 5 and 6 at all different times throughout the day. It's where they make all their money. It's all the money that comes in from ads is theirs. They don't have to share it with the network because they're not airing network programming. They're airing local programming. But fans are still angry, angry, angry. Can you imagine in the middle of Piano Man, one of his biggest hits? Boop. We're off to local news. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. You don't need to worry about your future, because what happens today is going to tell you what is going to happen tomorrow. Ooh. So instead of worrying about your parents reaching a certain age, instead of worrying about that, do something today. Call them. Instead of worrying about how you're going to look in that bikini on your summer vacation, exercise today. Today is the key to tomorrow. It's the roadmap for tomorrow. So if you want to know what your life is going to look like 6 months from now, I can tell you, Misty, and I don't have a crystal ball. I can tell you by looking at what you are doing today. What you are doing today tells you what is going to happen tomorrow. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to be naughty,
you got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Bye-bye.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.